USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over 40 tornadoes were reported across Iowa Wednesday evening. Most of the twisters were relatively small and moved across rural, sparsely populated areas. Iowa is often considered part of the Tornado Alley, and there is an average of 51 storms that occur each year. The governors of 26 states nationwide have opted out of the pandemic-inspired Biden programs early, with many saying the benefits actually discourage people from working. An estimated 1.84 million Americans turned down work to stay on jobless payrolls. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken has invited the United Nations to see America's systemic racism firsthand. Former Detroit, Michigan Police Chief James Craig on Fox News discounts Blinken's claim that Americans are racist.
It's misguided. It's irresponsible. They should just go to Cuba. We don't need this. It's divisive, and it really benefits status quo and the liberal elite.
We are USA Radio News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the world wants answers to the origins of COVID-19, feet dragging in Washington has other lawmakers making another push to investigate. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A group of moderate Democrats have sent a letter to the Speaker of the House and the Senate Majority Leader calling for the formation of a 9/11-style commission to investigate the origins of COVID-19. The letter from the leaders of the Blue Dog Coalition encourages legislation that would create a panel to investigate the origins of the virus as well as the U.S.'s preparedness for this and future pandemics. There has thus far been little interest from House leadership in investigating the pandemic. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Microsoft will officially launch Windows 365, which is essentially a computer you run on the cloud. The benefit to this would be the ability to run a fully powered Windows machine, even on a low-level PC, phone, or tablet. Windows 365 will launch on August 2nd to business users only. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
As the Biden administration's open border policy at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be debated, let's get an update with where things stand now. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is leading a charge in the Senate to maintain a Trump-era policy that allowed for the swift expulsion of illegal immigrants at the border based on the potential threat to public health due to the coronavirus pandemic. In March 2020, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention issued a Title 42 expulsion order to prevent the spread of COVID-19 across the southern border, which the Biden administration has been reportedly considering ending. Something Cruz is not a fan of.
Well, we're hearing concerning reports that the Biden administration intends to end enforcement under Title 42. Title 42 is the legal authority that allows you with illegal immigrants when they come to expel them and expel them quickly because of the pandemic. And the Biden administration is making noise. They want to end that. I've introduced legislation this week to maintain the protections of Title 42. Listen, there's still a global pandemic. Many Americans have gotten vaccinated. I've gotten vaccinated. But a lot of the people coming here illegally, they haven't. And as we see new variants of this disease, we've seen the disaster of Joe Biden's open border policy.
Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.